Tzadi Dalet. We got to pretty decently down. We got like 10 lines down or so. It was pretty quick. It was a Gemara in Megillah. It moves very fast. We read in like 30 seconds. So around 10 lines down, the first word on the line is Minoi, and the Gemara goes on to quote a Pasuk, Limarbe. So Gemara quotes a Pasuk. We're still on the topic of Chizkiah Melech. It's describing a Pasuk in Yeshayahu that the... how Chizkiah came to power in the destruction of Sancheir's kingdom. So the Gemara quotes the pasuk again, "Limarbe hamisra ulashalom ein kates." What does this mean? Amar Rabbi Tanchum darish bar kapara b'tzipari. He was darshening in Tzipari. That's the city he was in. Mifnei makol mem shebeem sateva pasuach. Every mem, as we know, the way it's written, it's open. But Zed, this mem that appears in the word marbe, is actually susim, it's closed. It's what we call an end of mem, or a mem sofit. That's closed off in the sense of the word. We know that's not correct. So why is it that way? Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asos Chizkiyo Mashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Chizkiyo Mashiach. And Sancheiriv Gog Magog. Amrab Midas Hadin Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This mid of din says and complains to Hashem, Ribono Sholom, Uma David Melech Yisrael Sh'amar Kama Shiros V'Sishbachos Lefanecha. He said all of Tilim, and yet Lo Asisach Mashiach. He did not appoint David Melech Mashiach. You did a tremendous amount of miracles for Chizkiah. He didn't even say one shira. And Taseu Mashiach, you're going to appoint a Mashiach. And therefore, lechach nistatim, because of the taina of midas din, it was closed off. Mashiach was no longer Mashiach and became a endemem, a closed off mem. So miyad, after this conversation between Midas Din and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, miyad pascha aretz, the land, Eretz Yisrael, said, v'amr lefanov, said to Ribonosh, said to Hashem, Ribonosh Olam, ani omeres lefanecha shira tachat tzadik zeh, I'm going to sing a song in place of Chizkiyahu, I'm going to do what he hadn't done, v'aseo Mashiach, and then you can make a Mashiach, I'm going to sing the song for him. Pascha v'amr shira lefanov, the ground opened up and started to sing a song, shenemart, it says in Yeshayahu, Miknaf haaretz, from the end, the wings of the land. Zmiros shamanu tzvi letzadik. I heard singing of a tzvi, of a deer to be a tzadik. Tzvi letzadik is the name of the sefer of the Blujever based on this pasuk here. So anyways, goes on to say, Razi, the last secrets. The Blujever sefer tzvi letzadik is all remuzim, gematria that you can't even imagine. So it's based on this pasuk, the name of the sefer. So anyways, so the land started to sing song, and it called out tzvi letzadik, appoint Mashiach. So Amar Sar HaOlam, the minister of the world, the malach of the world, Amar Lefanov says, Ribono Sh'olam, Tziviono Aseh Letzadik Zeh, let your Ratzon, let it be, make him a tzadik, make Chizkiyah the tzadik of Mashiach. Yot Tabaskal Amar, heavenly voice came out and said, Razi Li, Raz is the Lashon of secret. Raz is the Shabbos, Razi Li means secrets, so it's a secret, and in other words, the only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows why Mashiach's not coming. So Amar Navi Yeshaya says, Oy li ad masai, woe to me, until when the Mashiach going to come? What's taking so long? So Yatz Zabaskal Vamra, out came a heavenly voice and says, Bogdim Bagadu, Bogdim is the Lashon of rebellion, Veged Bogdim Bagadu. Amar Rava V'Yisema, what does this mean? Rabbi Yitzchak, when is Mashiach going to come? Ad Asu Bazozu Ubazozu Dubazu, until disgrace after disgrace comes, and the way the Mepharshim explained, after all the mamonis, all of Klal Yisrael's money is going to be disgraced, only at that point will Mashiach come. So the Gemara now says, the interesting conversation actually comes out of the Sefer Torah Chaim on Sanhedrin talks about how is it possible that Eretz Yisrael was able to sing a Shira on behalf of Chizkiyah. How are you able to replace that? So again, since the whole conversation we're going to see in just a moment about Yisro, and Yisro saying Birchas Hodah, how can a person say a bracha on behalf of someone else? So it gets into a discussion, they bring this l'halach l'maisa, can a husband say Birchas Agoma for their wife who gives birth, a Yoledes? So Yoledes is supposed to say bracha, she goes through the experience of becoming a Rofe, a Nisrape, a Cholin being a Nisrape, she should say Birchas Agomel. So some say based on this that you are able to say, the husband is allowed to say the bracha on her behalf. So again, it's a lach
l'maisa. The difference between
Shira and a Shira? Talk about whether or not a Shira, that's the next point we're about to see, that Shira is different than a Birchas Hodah. This is just a Shira, but we're about to see now a Birchas Hodah in just a second, that they're not interchangeable. But if a person just says Amen, we'll see in a second, Amen is actually good enough as well.
It shows you that Shira can bring Mashiach.
Sure. If you look in the past Shulchan, the Talmud of the Gra, he describes the great qualities of the Gra, and the Gra learned all the chachmas of the world. The only two chachmas he didn't learn was the medicine, because his father forbade him from learning medicine, because he says if you become a doctor, you're going to be the best doctor, you won't be able to learn anymore. Number two is he didn't learn how to grow things. What's it called?
Botany.
He didn't learn botany because he was an instinist. So in that description, it says the Gra spoke how the greatest chachma of all of them was music. Music is the greatest chachma of them all. So it's not a chiddush that it would bring about Mashiach.
Chassam Sofer said he'll give half the Torah if you knew how to sing.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Could be. Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
What was the reason you said that Mashiach can come until the enemies of the Jews are back, right?
It says until the... It didn't say Sonei Yisrael, it just said Stam.
Rashi says Sonei
Yisrael. Oh, does he? Okay.
Sonei Yisrael means Israel.
Rishayim of Yisrael, exactly.
Oh, Rishayim. It doesn't mean the...
Yeah.
It's not Lashon Nekiah. A lot of them is Lashon Nekiah.
Saginar.
Saginar,
right.
Yeah.
It doesn't say anything about money. Did you say money?
I said money, yeah. That's how they explain here. Based on... Was that Russian?
Biza could be like the looting.
Booty.
It could be, right. Bizayon, it could be disgrace. It goes to mean the Biza of the war, the spoils of war, money. So the Gemara now quotes a pasuk in Yeshayahu further about the coming of Mashiach. Masa duma elai kore miseir shomer ma milayla shomer ma milel. Obviously, pesukim in Nevi'im Achronim are impossible. So the Gemara is going to darshan what this means. Amar Rabbi Yochanan osa malach hamemuna al haruchos, the ministering angel that's in charge of wind or spirit or neshamos, duma shmo, his name is Duma. Niskabsu kol ruchos etel Duma. He's going to collect all the neshamas in front of Duma. And Amrulo, and they're going to say to him, Shomer ma milayla, Shomer ma milel. Shomer is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When's this Shomer, when's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the guard, going to come and get rid of the Lila, get rid of the night, the Choshech, and the Gullus? When's it going to be, ma milel, when's it going to be the end of the Gullus? So the response back was, Duma says back to all these neshamos that came to him, Amar, Shomer Asaboka, the Shomer, Hashem's going to come in the morning, Begam Laila, and also at night, it's going to be Im Tivayin Bayi Shuvo, it's also going to be Gam Laila. Laila means it's going to be extended Gullus. He's going to come, but only after an extended Gullus. So when is he going to come earlier? Im Tivayun, Lashon of Bayi, if you want, but if you really, really want it, Shuvu Asyo, if you want to come soon, do Tshuva, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come even earlier. So Tana Mishum Rabbi Papias Genai Hu L'Chizkiyah V'Siyatu is very disgraceful to Chizkiyah and his whole entourage Shlo Amru Shir that he never sang a song. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did so much for him. He killed Sancheirav and everything and his whole army, and he didn't sing a song. Ad Shepascha Haaretz V'Amru L'Shir, until the ground sang. Chizkiyah couldn't sing. Shenamar, it says Miknaf Haaretz Zemiros Shemanu Tzvila Tzadik. Coyote Badavar, similar thing we find Ata Omer, Bayomer Yisrael Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzelchem, and the Pasuk goes on to say Miyad Mitzrayim Miyad Paro. We learn from Yisrael the idea of saying a Birchas Adon, Birchas Anisim. If a person experienced a nace, a cousin of mine once sent a very, very bad accident off a cliff, and he was saved, and his wife, everything was fine. Every time they would pass by this cliff, they'd say a special bracha of she'asa neis b'makum hazeh. It's brought down in the Gemara bracha, the last parak. So it's based on Yisro. If you also go to a place where Klaisel had experienced a neis, you went to the place of Yamsuf where it split. If you know exactly where it is, you'd say asher n'asa neis b'makum hazeh. So we learn this out from Yisro. So the Gemara says, Genai Hula Moshe Vishishim Ribo was very disgraceful to Moshe and the 600,000 men. Shlo Amra Baruch Hashem, they didn't thank Hashem. Achibo Yisrov Amar Baruch Hashem until Yisro came along and taught to them. So it was disgraceful. And they learned this lesson from Yisro himself. Now, the Torah Chaim points out, well, didn't Moshe Rabbeinu sing a shir? He sang Az Yashir. He thanked Hashem for leaving Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamzev. He did sing Az Yashir. There's a difference of a shira versus Birchas Hodah. There are different types of responses. Singing is one thing, but to then go ahead and say thank you, that's a whole other level. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to do. Fine. The Gemara now says, Darshing Psukim regarding Yisro. It says, Vayichad Yisro, Yichad, Yisro was Yichad, what does Vayichad mean? Machlokas Amaroim, Rashi brings this in Al Torah. Rabu Shmuel, Rav Amar, Shehevir Cherev Chada Al Basaro. They put a sharp sword on his skin. What does that mean? It's a reference to a bris mila. There's a Shiloh here. We know Yisro came from Midian. Midian came from B'nai Keturah. B'nai Keturah were the sons of Avram. The Gemara tells us early in Sanhedrin that B'nai Keturah also received the bris mila. So why then did Yisro require a bris mila? That's a Shiloh that they ask. So Rashi writes, though, only the first generation of B'nai Keturah received Bris Milah. The additional Doros did not. So Yisro was a great-great-grand, child of Avram, and therefore he didn't have a bris mila. According to, however, the Rambam, who holds that all Doris of Bnei Keturah would receive bris mila, so why would Yisrael require bris mila? So he explains, based on the Gemara in Shabbos, that Avram taught Bnei Keturah only the mila, but he didn't teach mila and the priya. Priya was only given to Bnei Yisrael. So when he did the cutting off, he did the additional priya, which was lacking from his initial bris mila. So that's all according to Rav, that it was a bris mila. That's why Yichad, he put a cherev chad, a sharp sword on his body. Shmuel argues, and Shmuel Amar Shinasa Chidudim Chidudim, that he got goosebumps. Kobasar, his whole body got very nervous from what happened. Why? So the way you really typically read this in Al Torah, when Rashi presents it, sounds like he got excited with the goosebumps. But that doesn't mean he got excited with the goosebumps, he actually got nervous from goosebumps. What does that mean? Amar Rav, Hayinu Dami Inchi, that's what people would say, Giora Adasara Dari Lo Sivaze Aramai Kame. A 10th generation, even a 10th generation ger, you should not disgrace non-Jews in front of them because they still feel connected to what happened. So Yisu, who was a non-Jew, of course, he was still very much scared about what happened to his fellow brethren in Egypt because he was still connected to them. It takes at least 10 generations to really remove that from your body. So he was scared for them, not excited for them. Okay. Gemara now says further, we're darshaning more psukim about the fight of Sanhedrin versus Chizkiyahu HaMelech. So the Gemara says, quote the pasuk in Yeshayahu, "Lachein yishalach ha'adon Hashem tzvakos b'mishmanav razon," and therefore we're going to send the Master Hashem in the mishmanav razon. What does this mean? B'mishmanav razon. My mishmanav razon. Amar Kavdash Baruch Hu, Yavo Chizkiyahu sheyesh lo shmona shemos. Come ahead, the king of Chizkiyahu has 8 names. V'yipora misancherev sheyesh shmona shemos. To destroy, to kill, punish Sancherev, who also has 8 names just like him. So Chizkiyah, how do we know the 8 names of Chizkiyahu? It says in the pasuk, "Ki yeled yulad lanu bein," a child was born to us, a son was born to us. Nitan lanu, that's given to us. Va'tia misra al shichmo, he's going to be on our shoulders. Va'yikra shmo, what's his name? Pela, Yoetz, El, Gibor, Avi, Ad, Sar Shalom. So that's a total of, I counted 7 only, I missed one. That's 8 though, that's 8. Fine. So Gemara says, that's eight names. Va'yikra Chizkiyo, that's number 9. He had 9 names. Chizkiyo was his real name. Gemara says, no, his name Chizkiyah wasn't a name, that was a nickname. Shechizku Kam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu had strengthened him, that was a nickname, that wasn't a name given to him. Davar Acher, alternatively, Chizkiyah, Shechizek Es Yisrael Avim Shebashemayim, that he strengthened Klai, so he connected them to Avinu Shebashemayim. Now, just thinking about this, there is a Shaila brought down in Poskim, whether or not you can name someone with multiple names. It had been the Mesorah for many, many generations to only give one name. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. They say, Yaakov was also called Yisrael, Yaakov Yisrael. So maybe there's a Rai you could give 2 names. They say, no, because he was never called Yaakov Yisrael at the same time. So you could learn from this pasuk. It sounds like his name given at birth was 8 names. So when I saw the pasuk, they didn't address this point here about Chizkiyah being a raya that you could give multiple names to a child. Anyways, there's a big machlokus in the poskim whether or not you're allowed to give more than one name or not. His name given was Moshe. You're right. In Divrei Yamim, it talks about Yared and other names he was given as well. That wasn't necessarily given at the time of birth. This sounds like it was given when he was born. They don't bring this as a riot, so I don't know why not. Okay. Vayitzei, the Gemara says, that's all describing the 8 names of Chizkiyah. What about Sancheiriv? Where do we find that he has 8 names as well? Dichsiv Beit, written about Chizkiyah and Melachim Beit, rather about Sancheiriv and Melachim Beit, it says, Tiglas Plasar. Then another project says, Pline Esar, and Shaman Esar, and Pool, and Sargon, Esnapar, Rabba, Yakira. That's a total of 8 different names. Again, those are interesting names. We don't know those names, but those are 8 names for Sancheiriv. Asks the Gemara, Vahaika, Sancheiriv, isn't that the 9th name? No, Sancheiriv was a nickname describing a quality, Shechisaso, Riv, that he was, sounds like he was fighting, he was rebelling against Chizkiyah. Davar Acher, alternatively, Shesach, V'nicher dvarim klapi mali. He would say disgusting things towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara now describes more about the names of Sancheiriv. Amar Rabbi Yochanan mipnei mazacha osa rasha lekrosa asnaper rabba v'yakira. Now that name, I don't know what asnaper means, but rabba v'yakira sounds like a big and honorable person. So what did he do to deserve a name of rabba v'yakira, great and honorable? Bipnei shelo siper begunuso she Eretz Yisrael. Because Sancheriv did not speak disgracefully about Eretz Yisrael. How do we know? It says Shenemar, when it came to when he was collecting all the captives from all over the place, so when he took people, he conquered a land, he took them from their land and brought them elsewhere. So when he conquered Eretz Yisrael, he says to them, Ad Bowie, you guys should come with me. I'm going to take you to a land that's just like Eretz Yisrael. They could have said, I'm taking you to a place that's greater than Eretz Yisrael. He didn't say that. He acknowledged that Eretz Yisrael is a great land. I'm taking you to a place that's as equal to Eretz Yisrael. And because he was very careful in how he described the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, he was given such a great name of a Rabbah V'Akira. So Gemara now records in Machlokas about when he said to Bnei Yisrael that I'm taking you to an equal land, Eretz Yisrael, was that a good suggestion or a bad suggestion? So the Gemara says it's Machlokas between Rav Ushmuel. Chad Amar Melch Pikech Haya, one holds he was a very wise and intelligent king. V'chad Amar, the other holds Melch Tipech Haya, he was an idiot. So what's the Machlokas? L'man Damar Melch Pikech Haya, the one who thought he was an intelligent king. Because if he says to you, to Bnei Yisrael, I'm going to take you to a better land, a better than Eretz Yisrael, Amru, they would have said to him, Kamashakaras, they would have said, you're a liar. There's no place better than Eretz Yisrael. So they could have thought a place that's equal to Eretz Yisrael, but no place that's better than Eretz Yisrael. So he's very wise in saying, I'm taking you to an equal place. But Ma'an Damar Melech Tipesh Haya, the one who says he was an idiot of a king, so Im Kain Marabuse, what was he saying? Why would they want to leave to go up, remove their land to go to an equal land? If you're telling me it's an upgrade, I'll move. But to take me to an equal place of living, why did I uproot my whole family? That was a very strange type of statement to say. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel, whether this was a smart thing or a stupid thing to say. Gemara now quotes further in the pasuk. Lehecha agli, let's ask a question rather. What happened to Aser Shvatim? We're going on to now the Aser Shvatim, the 10 tribes that got lost. So what happened? Where exactly did Sancheriv take them to? So the Gemara says, Marzutra Amar, Lafriki, they were taken to Africa. And Rabbi Hanina Amar, Lahare Slug, which Maral says is a really shelig, a place of mountains, of snow-capped mountains, which is very far away from civilization. So two different suggestions where they were taken. Aval Yisrael, now in contrast to that, Sipru Bugnusa Shel Eretz Yisrael, in contrast to Sancheriv, Klai Yisrael spoke badly about Eretz Yisrael. Dichimatu, when they got to this new place where Sancheriv took them to, it was called Sos Amri. They said, Sos, Shavya Kiaran, this place is equal, is just as good as Eretz Yisrael. And Kimatu Almin, when they got to a place called Almin, they said, Amru, Kalman, this is just like Yushalayim, which is also called Beis Olamim. And Kimatu Sosu Trevi, they got to a place that was called double happiness, if you will. Amru, they said, Al Har Trechatrin, this is doubly as good as our land in Eretz Yisrael. So although Sancheriv spoke nicely about Eretz Yisrael, the people of Bnei Yisrael did not speak nicely about Eretz Yisrael. So now the Gemara speaks further about the war the destruction of the soldiers of Sancheriv. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Vesachas kvodo yekad yukad kikod esh. And below his honor, they set up a bonfire. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tachas kvodo, lo kvodo mamish, doesn't really mean they burnt him, that the body they burnt. Rather, what it means is, it refers to Kihad Rabbi Yochanan, he would refer to his own clothing as things that are honorable. That person makes a man, the suit makes a man. That's the kavod is referring to, that they burnt their clothing. That's what the pasuk means, tachas kvodo, they burnt. But Rabbi Elazar Amar, he argues and says, no, tachas kvodo mamish, really they burnt them, their bodies, they were burnt. Kisrefas b'nei Aaron, just like the burning of Nadav Aviyu, the children of Aaron. Malahalan Srefas Neshama, just like by Nadav Aviyu, their neshama was burnt, but their body was still intact. So Afkan Sotu, with burning of the soldiers of Sancheriv, it was a Srefas Neshama of a Guf Kaim. They burnt the Kvoto, the neshama, but their body, the Guf, remained intact. The Gemara now finish off the Amud here. Tana Mishmei, the Brisa teaches us, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Paro Shechir Ba'atmo, Paro himself who cursed Hashem, so therefore Nifra Kadosh Baruch Hu Mimenu Ba'atmo. Kadosh Baruch Hu had punished Paro by himself, on his own. He didn't send any messengers to punish Paro. However, Sancheriv Shechirif Al Yidei Shliach, that Sancheriv cursed Hashem through Shliach, so Mida Kenegin Mida, Nifra Kadosh Baruch Hu Mimenu Al Yidei Shliach, that he sent the Shliach to punish him as opposed to directly killing him. How was that done? Rashi explains that he didn't kill him, rather he disgraced him. That was more of an indirect type of damage by disgracing him as opposed to taking away his life. So Paro Dichsiv, it's written by Paro Dichsiv Bey, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma Bekolo, who is this God that you speak of I should listen to? He cursed Hashem, if you will. He went against Hashem directly. And therefore, Nifra Kadosh Baruch Hu Mimenu Batzma, Kadosh Baruch himself fought against him. Dichsiv, as it says, Vayinar Hashem Es Mitzrayim Besoch Hayam, that he had drowned all Mitzrayim himself. Hashem himself did this. Uksiv, it's written further, Dirachta Bayam Susecha, that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had drowned the horses in the tribe. Sancheiriv, Dichsiv Biyad Malachecha Chrafta Hashem, with the hands of messengers you cursed Hashem, you went against Hashem, you rebelled. So therefore, Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mimenu Aydei Shliach, he sent this messenger, Dichsiv Vayete Malach Hashem Vayach B'machane Asher, he sent a Malach in the camps of Asher, Mea Ushmonim V'chamisha Elef, killing 185,000 men. It was through a Malach. Gemara now explains further about the disgrace of Sancheiriv. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami, he threw a stirim sukim. One pasuk says, "Merom kitzo," from the great heights, I'm going to cut you down. Uksiv, it's written elsewhere, "Milon kitzo." Is it Merom or Malone? What does this mean, Malone? So Amar Osa Rasha, that Rasha said, "Betchila acheriv dira sheltmata." First, he said, "I'm going to kill the deer below, which is the Marom. The base of this is called Marom. I'm first going to destroy that." And after I kill and destroy the Beis HaMikdash Shemata, I'm going to go and destroy the Beis HaMikdash above, which is called a malon, a hotel of some sort, the one above. That's what he was referring to. That's the rebellion of Sancheiriv. So then Gemara quotes another pasuk, Amr Bishu ben Levi, what does the pasuk mean when it says about Sancheiriv, Ata hamibiladei Hashem alisi ala makum hazeh lashchiso, Hashem amar elai alei el haaretz hazos, Vashchisa. Samai, what exactly is he saying to Hashem? What's he saying here? This is Rav Shakei says to the servants of Chizkiyo, when he's taking over he's besieging the Yushalayim, what's he saying here? Deshama la Navi Dekamar. He heard that Yeshaya was saying, Ya'an kimas ha'amaza. He heard that the nation is being disgraceful, es mei hashiloach, and disgracing the waters of the mei shiloach. Hahochim la'at, that's going very slowly. Umiso says Ritzon Ritzin Uben Rimalyahu. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing them to be destroyed. That's what he was referring to. That I've been given permission to come destroy you because I heard Yeshaya saying that Bnei Israel is complaining. So Amar of Yosef comes along and says, El Male Targuma Daikra Lahava Yadanamai Kamar. This pasuk makes no sense. Had we not had the Targum, we wouldn't know what this pasuk meant. Rav Yosef is always the one who says a statement. We have this statement in several places in Shas, where he's the one who provides us the Targum to explain Pshat in the pasuk. So what does he say? Chalaf dekatz ama hadein b'malchusa debeis David. Because this nation katz, lashon disgusting, since they were disgraceful, they disgraced the malchus beis David. D'medaber lahon binyach kimei shilucha denagdin b'nayach. That they were leading them benayach, that the Malchus Beis David led them benachas in a very nice way, like the Meshiloach comes out very slowly benachas. However, still nonetheless, even though the leaders were so great and gentle, Visriu Britain Uvar Rimalia. So they wanted to destroy and get rid of Malchus Beis David. And because of that, Yeshayahu said, Rav Shakei overheard this and thought he was given permission now to take over Yerushalayim. So Gemara now says, that Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my dechsiv, what does it mean the pasuk referring to now? What was so great of the malchus of Pikeach ben Remaliah? Why was that greater than the malchus of Chizkiyahu? Again, I don't know about all this history, to be honest, all the Nevi'im, but the Gemara brings a pasuk. That my dechsiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says in Mishlei, Me'eras Hashem beveis Rasha, Unuvei Tadikim Yivarech? Me'eras is a curse. So Me'eras Hashem beveis Rasha, that's Pekach Ben Rimalyahu, Sheya Ochel Arbam Sa Gozlos be Kinuach Suda, that he would eat 40 chickens at the end to finish off his meal. That's a lot of food, and that's a curse of Hashem because he wasn't full. But Neve Tzadikim Yevarach, Neve is a house. The house of Tzadikim has a bracha. What's a bracha? That's a reference to Zeh Chizkiyah Melch Yehuda, Sheya Ochel Litra Yerk Basuda. He ate just a little vegetable at a meal, and that was enough to fill him up. That was a tremendous bracha. The Gemara now says further, going back to Sancheir, the pasuk in Yeshayahu who says, "V'lachein," and therefore, this is why did Klai Yisrael want to appoint this king Pekach instead of Chizkiyah? Hinei Hashem male aleim es mei hanar ha'atzumim, v'rabim es melech Asher. They wanted to appoint him king. Uksiv chalaf b'Yehuda shataf v'avar ad tavar yagia. So what does this mean? Because they wanted to close off the rivers and they wanted to appoint a new king, so therefore they were given, they were now set to be destroyed by Rav Shakeh and Sancheirif. So Gemara says, Ella, that's the case. My time, Yanish. If it's really Klai Yisrael deserve this, that they were requesting a new king, and that's why Sancheirif was let in to destroy them, so how could Sancheirif be punished for this? He was just doing Ratzon Hashem. This is the punishment of Klai Yisrael. This wasn't Sancheirif's punishment. What did he do wrong? So the Gemara explains, no. Navi, Aseres Hashvatim Isnabi. The Nevuah was only that the Aseres Hashvatim could be taken away in exile, but Sancheirif took it the next step. Ihu Yav Daita Akul Yisham. He wanted to take over the entire Yishlaim. That much he wasn't given permission to do, and for that reason he was punished. So Gemara now says, when Sancheirif came to Yishlaim, Ba Navi Yishaya came and Amarle says to Sancheirif, Kilo Muaf Lasher Mutak Lo. They're not tired from the troubles you're giving them. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Brachia, Ein Nimsar Am Ayef Batora Biad Mi Hametik Lo. That a nation that learns Torah, that's Ayef, that's tired in Yigiyas Torah, will not be given to a person that causes them trouble. In other words, you Sancheirif. So he's not going to be given over. Yes, you're giving permission to 10 Shvatim, but you're coming to Yerushalayim. This is a nation that's strong in their learning. So what's the pasuk mean when it says Ke'es Harishon Hekel Artsa? From the initial point, the land was very light. Zvulun v'Artsa Naftali v'Achon. But the end, Hichbe Derech Hayam, it became very heavy. The way of the river, Eve Haryardein Gil Hagoyim. What does this mean? So the Gemara as follows says, Lo Karishonim, that these people in Yerushalayim are the door of Chizkiyah, are not like the earlier people that were exiled of Aseres Hashvatim. They get rid of the all of Torah. Of Achram, the later generations, those who are with me in Chizkiyah Melch, those who are in Yishlaim with me, Hichbidu alein al Torah, they took upon the tremendous heavy weight of the yoke of learning. And they are worthy of a miracle like those who passed through Yamsuf. Uchador Chayardin, those who passed through the Yardin also split when Yeshua brought the Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So im chozer bo, so if you go back now, Sancheirif, if you turn around, mutav, you'll be good to go. Im lav, if you don't give up, you want to take over Yerushalayim, I'm telling you, ani eselo galil bagoyim, I'm going to make you a tremendous disgrace in the eyes of the world. So now this is your decision, he says to him. So Gemara goes on to say further, the psukim describing this point of Chizkiyah, achrei advam, after these words, va'emes elu, the truth, these truth, for words, Bas and Chayiv Hamelch Asher v'Yavo b'Yehuda came to Yehuda v'Yichan al Ha'arim habitzuros v'Yomer Livik Elav. He sat around, he camped around the walls, fortified walls, and he said, "I'm going to knock them down." So, hi Reshna lahai Padasha. So, is it really worthy of giving a gift to such a person who's so chashu like this? Meaning what? So, is it worthy of Chizkiyah and his whole nation of people learning Torah? It was really, they were deserving of being handed over to the Rosh of Sancheirif? That doesn't make any sense. So Gemara says, no, what's going on here is as follows. Achrei hadvar va'emes. My achar, what does it mean after? Am ravina la'achar shekafaz ha-kadosh baruch hu v'nishma. Kadosh baruch hu stood up and made a shua. That's lashon emes. He said, emes, it's going to be final. And Amar, he says, yamina le, if I say to Chizkiyo, ma'isina le l'sancheirif, u'masina le b'yadcha, if I say I'm going to give you Sancheirif and his army, I'm going to give it over to you. I know what he's going to tell me. Hashta Amar, he's going to say, Lohu Baina, Lobisa Baina. I don't want him, I don't want his army. Just get rid of them. Why engage in war? Now what happens is Sancheirif attacks Chizkiyah and Chizkiyah wins. So if I say to Chizkiyah, I'm handing him over, Chizkiyah is going to say, you know what? Just have him run away. I don't want to fight with them. I know you're going to give me them in my hand, but I don't want to deal with them. So therefore he took a shua. So miyad kavat to Kadosh Baruch Hu v'nishba demai sinalei. He said, "I'm making a shvuah. I'm bringing them. Sancheirif is going to attack you, and you're going to beat them." Shenamar, it says, "Nishba Hashem tzvakos." He made a shvuah lemar, saying, "Im lo kasher dimisi kein ha'isa v'chasher yatzi hitzakum lishbur asher barte." I'm going to bring them to my land. V'alhare avusenu v'sar melem ulu v'subalu me'al shechmo yaser. I'm going to have them destroyed. So Amar Yochanan says, "What does that mean?" Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Sancheirif v'siyaso, he and his army is going to come. V'yasu Avis, we're going to turn them into a, what do you call that? With a horse, Ephraim. Not a saddle, with
trough.
A the trough. We're going to put them into a trough. The Chizkiah v'Hizkiyahu, they're going to take all the soldiers and use their bones to make a trough for the horses to eat out of. I'm going to turn you into nothing. That's what it's describing here in these psukim. So then the Gemara says further, Vayabayamahu, it wasn't that day. Yasser Subalu Me'al Shekmech, they took the yokes off their shoulders, V'ulo Me'al Tzavarechan, from around their necks, V'chubal Ol Mipnei Shaman, Amar Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha, what does it mean? Chubal Ol Shasancher Mipnei Shemeno Shechizkia, Shehayadolik Bivati Knasas Bivati Mejashas. These shemen, the oils and fats of the burning candles of those learning in Torah in the base medrash in the times of Chizkiah, were able to remove the heavy weights and all the weapons that Sennacherib and his army was carrying. What does that mean? Ma'asa, how did Chizkiah inspire his people to start learning to protect themselves? He did a tremendous thing. Na'at Sennacherib al-Pesach base medrash. He took a sword and put it in the ground in the front of the entrance of the base medrash. And Amri says, "Komi she'enu osik b'Torah yidakar b'chavzeh." Anyone who walks out of this medrash and doesn't learn, I'm going to kill them. That's one way to get people to learn. Ubadku midan, he checked from the Dan, which is all the way up in the north, Ad Beersheva, all the way down in the south, V'lo matzu am ha'aretz, Mikvas v'adan Tipris, from one end of the land to the other end, V'lo matzu tinok v'tinokes, a boy or girl, ish v'isha, man or woman, Shlo hayu b'kiyin b'hilchos tumma v'tara, they were not experts in these areas of learning. V'al osu ha'ador ha'yu omer, it says about this generation, V'haya b'yom ahu, yichaya ish eglas bakar, ushtei son. What does that mean? They're not going to have to raise cattle or sheep to live. Rather, it's enough for them to have one cow and that's sufficient for them. They don't need to have a business. They'll be learning a Kadosh Baruch Hu provided for them. V'omer, it says more, V'haya b'yom ahu, it was on that day, yekol makom asher yeh sham elef gefen be'elef kesef l'shamir l'shayz yeh, that even though you could sell wine for thousands of dollars, a great deal, afa pi she'elef gefen be'elef kesef, you could make a lot of money, nonetheless, l'shamir v'lashayz yeh, they didn't care much for this, they rather just have, they didn't work the land, and they let thorns and grass and bushes overgrow, because they didn't care for it. Inching Rai, they bring from here that says ish for isha, that man and woman learn tumah v'tahara. They bring from here that there's an Indian for women, even women, to learn halachas of tumah v'tahara as well as kachim. Things that are noged to them, they have to learn as seen by the Gemara here. Fine, let's finish off the Amud here. The Gemara now says, v'usaf shalachem osef hechasio. That you're going to gather the shlala, the spoils, like a chasio, which is a locust, that like they collect together. So what does that mean? Amar lahem, Yishayahu says to the Navi, says to Yisrael, Isfu shalchem, go collect the spoils of the army of Sennacherib. Amrilo, so they ask them a question. Livzoz olechalachlok, do we take first come, first serve, the stronger the koldam gvar, or do we divide it evenly amongst Bnei Yisrael? Amar Lemi says, Ka'osif echasel, just like the arba, just like the locusts collect on their own, Ma'osif echasel, kol echad v'echad, each one is to their own, and the stronger one gets more. So l'atzmo, af shlachem, kol echad v'echad l'atzmo, wherever you get to keep. Amar Lo, so they said to him, Halo, mamon asar shvatim, murabo, but wait a second, Sennacherib and their army took all the property of asar shvatim, those were our brothers, so we can't steal from them, we don't have the right to take their property. So Amar Lehem says Yishayo back to them, Kimashak gave him Shokek Ba. Just like the sound of a water connecting to the ground, everything gets mixed together. So too, this got mixed together. Ma gave him, just like pipes of water, Halalu Malin Es Adam Mituma Latara. Pipes of water are able to bring a person from Tuma Vatara, Af Mamonim Sheisol, Kavin Shinafel, Biad Ovdi Kochavim, Yatir. Once the non Jews stole the property, took it away, it became cleansed and ownerless, and you're able to collect it. Just like we have Kedamara Papa, Damara Papa, Amonu Moav Taru Besicham, even though Amonu Moav, we're not allowed to attack them directly. The Pasuk says you can't cause the fighting of them. It says Al Tiskar Bam, but once they were taken by the land, were taken over by other people, so then it gave permission for us to take over the lands as well. Okay, let's finish off now. I'm Rav Huna. Esther Masaos, there were 10 travels. Nasa also Rasha, but also Yom. That day, when he came to fight against Yerushalayim, Sennacherib had stopped off at 10 places. Shinemar, it says in Yeshayahu, Ba al ayas avar b'migron l'michmash yafkid kelev. He left his kelev in that place. Avru ma'abra geva malon lanu harada arama giva shal nasa. These are all, again, different places. Tzali kolech bas galam, and my voice was heard out. Bas galam in a place. Hakshivu laisha ania anasos nidida madbena yoshe hagevim heiza. So I don't know the taich of this psukim entirely. A lot of it I don't know, but most of these are just lists of 10 different places. He went from place to place. So Gemara says, Hani Tuva Havin, this is more than 10 places listed here. Gemara says, no, Tzali Kalech Bas Galim was not one of the places, rather, Navi Hu Dekamer Lei Lechneses Yisrael. Yeshayo said to them, Tzali Kalech Bas Galim. What that mean is, Bas Galim is a reference to, it's a, probably a, waves, I think it's referring to. I mentioned in the Joshua the other day. That Bita Shavim Yitzhak V'Yakov, the daughter of them, is like Galim, Shasu Mitzvos Kigaliyam, that just like their waves, tons of waves moving back and forth constantly, so too the daughter, Knesset Yisrael, of Am Yisrael, performed a tremendous amount of mitzvahs. Hakshiva Laisha means Mehai Lo Tispeya, don't be scared of this person, don't be scared of Sancher, because all your mitzvahs are going to protect you. Al istafe min Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. If you want to be scared, don't be scared of Sancheyriv. You should be scared of Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. The Misil Ka'aryeh, he is compared to a lion. Shenemart, it says, Allah Aryeh Musufcho. That's who you should be scared of, but don't be scared of Sancheyriv. Okay. We'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.